Okay, good morning. Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Vav, and we're going to start at the beginning here. At the end of Kuf Hey Amud Bet, we had a whole list of stories with Abaya, what he thought originally, and then he heard differently from Mar. And the Surah Shah told us that Mar was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, right? Not only Agol Yisrael, I thought it was Rabbi Bar Chana, right? But it's actually not Rabbi Bar Nachmani. And to the last one here, which I think is the eighth one. I've numbered them. Are they numbered, by the way? They're numbered or not? Okay, that's the eighth one. V'amar Abaya. And Abaya says like this. This is four lines from the bottom of the Amud. V'amar Abaya. Marish hava mina hai de shadei maya mipume de chatzva mishum tzifta. He says here, at the first place, he says, I used to think, that a person, the Shadeh Maya Mipume de Chatzva, who drank water from a barrel, would throw off the first bit of water when he did. Look, Rashi here says, the Shadeh Maya Hashoteh Bechad, if you drink from a barrel of water, Shofech Tchila Min Hamayim Arif. The top bit of water you throw off, you don't drink it, right? If you look at Likutei Rashi, if you got from a Gaon Sukkah, he brings here, Chatzva is a Kad Shel Cheris. Like an earthenware barrel, sheshoavin bo hamayim, that they would use those earthenware jugs to basically draw the water out of the well, right? So that's the chatzva. So he says here, pume de chatzva mishum why mishum tzifta. What tzifta? Rashi says, kismin v'kashin shalpnei hamayim, because all like straw and all basically like rubbish on top of the water. So you drink it, so you would, that's why he thought that you drink it, you throw the water off because of that. Amar limar, but he heard from Mar, from Rabba, he says, no, what's the real reason? Mishum de'ike mayim haraim, because the water is bad. Now look, what does it mean, hamayim haraim, in keeping with the previous topic? Look at Rashi at the bottom, last line. Mayim raim, pa'amim sheshata mehen shed, v'zu takanatan. The top of the water, the shed, can't get into the barrels, therefore just drinks from the top. You ought to drink where the shed drank from, so you throw the water. That's what he told him. And now, the
Gemara... Wasn't it supposed to be covered, though, overnight? Should
have
been covered.
Why, overnight? You came at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, this water was drawn at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's been outside there for 2 hours. We're not talking about water. I'm talking about a glass. That's why Rashi, I think, says, Kad shel cheres sheshavim bo hamayim. It was like the water before that poured it into your barrel, take home. This was the card that they had actually drawn the water from, was sitting next to the well. Okay? So now the Gemara is a story. Ahu bar shida. Look at this. Dahave bay rapapa. Rapapa had a bar shida, son of a shed, right? In other words, a shed. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shehaya mishamsho. Rapapa had an eved who was a shed, or a bar shed, right? He had harnessed this guy to be his servant. Right? Azal atuye mayim minahara. He went to bring them water from the river. Iakev, and it took a long time. Kiata, when he came home, Amrulay, they said to him, Amai Akavta, where you been? Right? Amarleu, so he said to them, look, Ad Khalfe, Mai Maraim. I had to wait for the water to pass, the bad water to pass. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi. Ad Khalfe Maimaraim, Sheshatu Hamizikin Mehin. Because this was the water, the Mizikin. So I went to the river, I was waiting for all the water that to run past. Adahachi Khazin, in the meantime, what does the shed see? The shed sees the Kashanu Maya Mipume de Chatzva. He said that anyhow, the guys in the family back home in Rapapa's household, they're busy emptying off the top bit of water onto the floor, like throwing onto the floor. So says the shed, Amar, I have yadana de regalitu limi avar hachi. If I'd known that you guys, this is the way you commonly did things, you normally always threw the water off. Lo yakvi, I wouldn't have waited myself. I was really trying to help you in bringing you clear water, pure water, right? Uncontaminated water from shedim. And I see you do the decontamination process at home anyhow. So there we are. That was just the end of that story. Okay. Now, we've seen a lot. It's quite interesting, this Gemara. We've seen a hell of a lot. Ki'ata Avdimi and Ki'ata Rabin. Right? We've seen those two often. The Amoraim that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And they brought the Torah usually of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but now we never ever knew who came first. Now in this Gemara we're going to learn now that Avdimi came before Rabin. We'll see. I think I got the order right. Ravdimi, yeah, right. And then came, right. Right, you'll see this over here. The Gemara brings a story. Kiat Ravdimi. So we go back to the Mayim Rishonim story. We spoke about doing vasim for food yesterday. We had Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. So Kiat Ravdimi Amar, Mayim Rishonim, Why do we do Mayim Rishonim? Right, in other words, if you don't do Mayim Rishonim, you got a problem, right? Look, he says, yeah, Hechilu Basar Chazir. They fed him, we'll see in a second, Rashi, they fed him meat of a pig. Achronim Hotziu Et Ha'isha Mibala. And if he did, because he didn't do Achronim and Machronim, they basically took his wife away. Look at Rashi. Rashi fills in the gaps here. Hechilu Basar Chazir. Shayach Henvani Yisrael Mocher Basar Shchuta Yisrael Mevashel Machilam. So he had a guy basically, Henvani is a bit of a restaurateur. Right in the back of his shop, he's also got a bit of a restaurant, and he would sell you the food and also cook it for you and serve it for you. Okay? And when a goy came, so he knew, this was in the old days, right? When the Beit Din allowed you to sell treif meat and kosher meat out of the same restaurant. Okay? And they relied on you that you'd sell only kosher meat to Jews and treif meat to goy. So he sold basar shchuta to Jews and the veilot to goyim. Uba Yehudi echad leechol, and a Jew arrived. Velo natal yadav, he didn't vas. The kesavur zeh, and the shopkeeper thought, what? Shovel kochavimu. Vehechilo basar chazir. So it's pretty dangerous,
eh? The wife did eat meat.
He was having bread first. No one ate in those days that vas, even the bread first. Assuming. Assuming that he ate the vas for bread first.
Not because...
No, they didn't have to wash for the meat. Right. I don't need to wash the meat.
Yesterday's daf, or I don't know right now, talk about a woman's obligation to do Mayim Achronim. The women don't do it.
Where do we see yes that woman Mayim Achronim?
They don't talk about it.
It didn't say men or women, it just said Mayim Achronim. It never said men or women. I think the Gemara at the moment, we are distinguishing between when we spoke about Mayim Achronim and Mayim Achronim, we didn't say for women and men is different.
Correct.
Why women don't do it is a good question.
Right, that's my
question. But why are you going so far? Most men don't do Mayim Achronim today.
That's a different
issue. So why is it a different issue?
In places where the men do it, the women don't.
And yet, and I've seen women who do it. Tali Hoppenstein, David's daughter. Makpid to do Mayim Achronim. Seriously. But you're right though. It's common that women don't do. Women sort of always like pass it over. But most men today don't do Mayim Achronim either. Is it not? Just quickly, we've got 2 seconds. I don't want to take too long because it's actually quite a long time. Well, that's not. And you know what? Amud Bet is very, very short. Okay. So as opposed to yesterday, Amud Bet was very, very long. Rav Kanievsky in the Sefer Shoneh Halochas. You know, it's like a 3-volume book of like a Kitcher Shulchan Aruch of Kanievsky from an Everett Shon Halochas. The Shon Halochas are very machmir, I think. Yeah, if I can say so. But he's got another book called, he's got a Kontos on Halochas that he quotes his father there, the Stapler, that a guy once came to the Stapler and complained that he had a sore back and a sore shoulder, upper shoulder. I think I've told you this. And so he says, you know why you got a sore shoulder? He says, because you talk between my machronim and benching. Because the Gemara going back to that tekef mayim achronim birkat hamazon, tekef immediately, and tekef is spelled taf kuf pei. So if you change the letters of tekef around, you get katef. So he says, stop talking between mayim achronim and benching, and your shoulder pains will go away.
I think it's okay. Actually
in
the first one as well.
It's as well tekef mayim achronim la achilah, and tekef mayim achronim birkat hamazon. Right, okay. So now, that's maybe why people stop thinking about Machronim. They were getting too many sore shoulders. They couldn't stop talking. Okay. And they couldn't stop talking. Okay. So now, Kiat Rav Dimi Amar Mayim Rishonim Echidu Basar Chazir. Achronim Hotziu Shabalet. Look at Rashi now. Hotziu Shami Bala. Just another one thing I want to just mention quickly. I want to mention because it came here in Rabbi Shir last night as well. It's very nice. I discussed my father yesterday in the Shir. She had the whole idea of waiting between meat and milk. So we had Mar Ukva, whose father waited 24 hours, and he only waited for between Banshul and Lasuda. So the question, the obvious question is, how come, and even we discussed here ourselves as well, how come his father waited 24 hours, and he doesn't follow his father's Mina? So it's obvious that he was Machmir, his father. That his father was Machmir. So the question is, are we just looking for Chumras? So the story, this is attributed to Rav Motel Katz, who was Rosh Shiva of Tells in Cleveland. The famous Tells Rosh Shiva when they came, moved to America. And he came, and the Tells was very against Chumras, you know, and as opposed to the Briskers, they didn't like Chumras. So he uses his proof. He said, yes, proof. He says that in order to be Machmir, you've got to be a special person. Not anybody just do Chumras. Obviously, Rabbi Ukva's father was on such a madraga that he took upon himself that Chumras, but you know, Rabbi Ukva had no, felt no, what's the word, obligation or any, what's I looking for?
Obligation.
No. And yeah, whatever, to follow his father's chumrah. There was no, he felt no allegiance to his father's chumrah whatsoever, right? Obviously, he recognized his father's in a great day. That's why he even called himself. He said, me to my father, I'm chala ben chamra. I'm vinegar. Why? Because my father's a much greater man, and therefore greater men like him can be machmir. But me, the average guy, doesn't machmir. Mar Ukva, Abishol, Abua de Mar Ukva. I don't know his name. I'm sure the Google will find it. Okay. That was just a nice idea I thought I'd do.
So here, the story, what's it with the Jew and eating the
pig? So here, because they saw that the guy didn't vas, so the shopkeeper, the restaurant here, thought he was a goy and fed him the veilers. Right, and now the next case which we see, which Rav Dimi says, he says two things. So my Mishonim was caused the guy to eat nevelas, right? Even though he says chazir over here, by the way. Yeah, Rashi says nevela, and Rav Dimi says chazir.
No, if Rashi just, also says
Rashi says, chazir. Sorry. We'll see two opinions. Sorry. Rav Dimi says chazir, and Rabin says nevela. The story's got slightly different versions too. We'll see in a second. So the first story is that my Mishonim, he gave him chazir, and my machronim hotziu et ha'ish mibala, caused them to be divorced. Look at the second story. Hotziu ish mibala vahargu et ha'nefesh. See that? Separate them and kill them. So look quickly at Rabin. Ki at Rabin amar, rishonim hechilu basar neveila, not chazir, neveila. Vahachronim hargu et ha'nefesh. So there are two different versions of the story here. The first story says the guy gave him chazir and he just made it, and with my machronim, we'll see in a second what that was. He caused them to separate from their wife. In the second case of Rabin, he gave him nevela meat and he killed the guy. Okay, let's look at Rashi. But Perek Batra de Yuma, says Rashi. In the last Perek of Masechet Yuma, but Uvda de Kiddo, there was a case over there. Ikeleman damar kitla, vikeleman damar lo kitla ela afka. So the question is, the guy didn't do my machronim, and the one version of the Gemara there says that they killed him. And the other one says they just made him divorce his wife, Afka, get rid of her. Okay? Look at the Karen the Gemara. So that was Rabin says, Rav Dimi said, Nevel, Chazir and Afka. Rabbi Shlomo Chilin ben Sanabayin, Achorim Yigud Nafshi. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Vesim Manach. And how do you remember which is which? Right? He says, like this, Atter Rav Dimi Afka, Atter Rabin Katla. So he says, you can remember, Rav Dimi was Afka, Atta, and Katla. Afka, Katla. So Afka comes first, Rav Dimi comes first. Look at Rashi over here. Mi mehem amar hotziu, mi mehem amar hargo. Okay, it doesn't really help us so far to understand this proof, which the Gemara carries on. At Rav Dimi Afka, Rav Abba Matni, Rav Abba says it a little bit differently. Chada mehani, vechada mehani lechumra. So he says, he learns that each one took a bit of the chumrah. Look at Rashi, yeah? Atrav dimi amar afka, atrav dimi amar katla, harishon. Okay, sorry, this is Rashi, I skipped that. Harishon hotziah vasheni harga. Achuz asiman, what's a siman? Kidushneim nasu ba gerushin. They both forced them to get divorced. Vahariga, right? And killed them. Vashuv notit edavada ein lahachli velomar harishon harga vasheni hotziah vahein hayudin. He says, doesn't make sense that they, in other words, what he's saying is they both agree, but it depends who said what. Why? Rav Dimi atim et Yisrael mekame rabin. You see that? Rav Dimi came first from et Yisrael. So the first one says, Afka, the second one says, Kitla, but it looks like they both ended up divorcing them and killing them. But now we'll see what's going on over here. Abba says, Chale mehani v'chale mehani chumra. Chale mehani v'chale mehani chumra. Lishonim basar chazir, k'rav Dimi. Achronim hargu k'rabin. So he says he's got the actual version where it's a difference, where he takes the chumras of both. So he takes chazir and hargu. Now, why is chazir a chumra over nevela? Right? That's the question. Look at Rashi, answer that question. Basar chazir chamur min nevela. Why? To eat by trei isurei. Because there are two isurim in the Torah. Firstly, this chazir is mentioned on its own in Kochim, Kedoshim Tiyu, in Pasha Kedoshim Tiyu, right? We've got there, chazir is mentioned on its own. We've got the peres, oznia, the birds, and we've got chazir is mentioned as it on its own. There's a chazir that is mentioned. Plus, you've got the issue of treifas, of nevela as well.
No, what's the second issue on chazir?
Is like any other treif animal. You can't eat animals that are male gera v'shoshoshoshoshav whatever, and any other animal is a tame who lachem lo lochla. And a chazir has a separate lab on its own of chazir.
The chazir doesn't fit into the first one.
Of course it does. only got Clover Nuves. It hasn't got Balei Gera.
Exactly, so it doesn't fit in.
But it hasn't got Balei Gera. Chazir is one of those exceptions.
So that's why it's in a specifically
no, but
exception.
An animal, the other way around. The Torah says you could only eat animals which have all of those. In other words, animals which don't have all of those are Tameh. It doesn't say that you can't eat animals that have both. Because then a Chazir would be Mutar. Then there only one issue for a Chazir. I think that's the limit. I think. Unless there's two it's separate...
non-kosher
species. Yeah, I think it's just, it fits normal category and Chazir on its own. Okay. So, Bati Chale Mihale V'chale B'hani Milchurma. Itmar Chami... Okay, that's the end of the story. So basically, we see over there... We haven't seen the whole story here, by the way, of the guy who killed him because of my Machronim. I suppose we've got to wait till we get to Masechet Yoma. But we got the idea, right? That they got confused, or maybe there they saw he didn't behave like a Jew. So they said he can't be married to a Jewish woman, and they chucked him out and they killed him.
He brings the
story. Started with the whole story. Tell us quickly.
Yeah, quickly.
Give it quickly. Is the whole story here as well? I don't actually look at it too much. What's it? Do you mind if I read it here? Because you watch it? No, three. Where is it? There's it. I didn't look at the whole story. Because I said after a meal, he ended up divorcing his wife. The Gemara Yoma in 83 best. That's Pei Gimel that Petra Lakes, that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yossi stayed at a certain inn over the Shabbos. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi entrusted their purses with the innkeeper, whose name was Kidor. That was Rashi said over there, right? Shayachin, we said over there, Maser Bekidor, remember? Right? That was Kidor. After the Shabbos, Kidor denied having been entrusted with their money. Noticing that there were lentils on Kidor's moustache, the rabbis went to his wife and said to her, your husband says that you should return our purses, and so that you will know we are telling the truth, he told us to mention that the two of you ate lentils today. Okay? She fell for the employer and returned the purses to them. There are two versions as to what happened next. According to one version, Kidor got so angry at his wife that he killed her. And according to the other version, he merely divorced her. Okay, that's the story. Okay, so they didn't kill him.
Because he didn't wash his mouth after Imam Achronim,
you could see that he didn't wash his mouth. He would have been, Imam Achronim would have washed his hands, washed his face. He wouldn't have any food on his mustache.
Make a note here that there's no halachic requirement to wash off one's mustache.
Yeah. Okay, but that's how they were learned from. They didn't do Imam Achronim, that if he had Imam Achronim, he would have cleaned his mustache.
That's why some people don't wear mustache.
That's why people don't wear mustache. Okay, let's carry on. All right. Let's carry on. You can see we're coming closer to Purim. All right. Itmar. Chame ha'ur. Okay, so now the question, we go back to vassing over here, to doing washing. And now we're talking about hot water. Remember, on the previous Amud, we concluded at the end of Amud Aleph of Kuf Hei. So, b'yana elosha n'edesha'ena yad soledet. And we had, avar yad soledet ben ein notlim. Ike de matin ha'seifer. And then we even said, I think, hilchete, didn't we? Amar b'yitzchah, amar b'yana elosha n'edesha yad soledet b'hen v'ed v'ed v'hen. Michal l'shonim api yad soledet b'hen. Mutar in Simashud Amrab Nachman, Lo Shanu Eletavshil. Let me say here. Bekitzur, we seem to say yesterday that Bichlau de Rishonim Afa Pi Shayad Soledet Bahem Mutar. That you can do my Mishud if your hands up, if the water is going to burn you, right? That was Yad Soledet. Now the Gemara is like, it's Itbar. We've got a Machloket. Chamei Ha'ur. Chiskia Amar Ein Notlin Mehem Leyadayim. If it's boiling water, if it's boiled in a pot, Chizkiah, you can't do Mayim Rishonim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Notlin Mehem Leyadayim. And Rabbi Yochanan says you can. Now we can see exactly who's going like who here, right? That Rav Yanai, these were Tanai, Mayim Rishonim, Notlin Mehem Mechamim. There was Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Biyana. There was a brighter which we saw yesterday. So there was a Rishonim, a Tanaim, and yeah, Chizkiah says you can't, Rabbi Yochanan says you can. Look what Rashi says here, interesting thing. He says, "Yeah, ain't not lin mehem, my marishonim, upligi adelael." See Rashi there? And his cholako we learned earlier on. Look what Rashi adds, v'chizkiya tanahu. Now, I don't think Rashi tells us chizkiya the tanah. We know chizkiya the tanah. Chizkiya is an amora. But I think what he's saying is, like we say, Rav Tana Palig, he's saying chizkiya can cholak on a tanah like Rav can cholak on a tanah. Now, look at the Tosfot over here. Look at Tosfot, yeah? It's crazy Tosfot. That's crazy, but it's strange Tosfot. So Achamei Ha'ur Chizkiya Amar Elot Limehem Lo Deyadayim. V'har Etani Le'el Daf Kufi Amud Aleph Mayim Rishonim Notin Be'mechamin Ba'im Be'tzonen Mokila Chizkiya Kadishna Kamed Rabbi Yanag Le'el Keshiyat Tzonen Ba'im V'chan Ayri Keshiyat Tzonen Ba'im Rabbi Yochanan Deshari Dehache Be'lashon Batru De Mokila Afa Bishayat Tzonen Mutar. So we see that he says that Chizkiya over here is going like Rabbi Yanag. Remember Rabbi Yanag said Lo Shanu Ela She'en Hayat Tzonen. That's the end of Kuf Hayam Amud Aleph. Says Chizkiya is going like the first Lashon. Rabbi Yochanan is going like the Maskana, which we said you can do Yad Soledet, right? Look at Rashi says, Ubechinam. In other words, for no reason, just stam, Piresh Bakuntras in Rashi said, the Chiskiya Tanahu Upalig Abraita Dilael. Ubechinam. Right? Why do you think Rashi had to say that? Why did he just say Ubechinam?
The status of a Tana.
But he said Ubechinam. Piresh Bakuntras Chiskiya Tanahu Upalig Abraita Dilael.
It wasn't the Tana, but he had this.
No, that's not what Tosfot's saying. Rashi said, Chizkiya, I explained, obviously Chizkiya was in the Tana. He goes, obviously I said, it's like a Tana Palik. He's in the Tana, but you can't argue the Tana like Chirak Rav can. And Tosfot actually uses those words. Tosfot says, the Chizkiya Tana Hu Upalik Abraita Dilael. But Tosfot actually says, the Tana Hu.
Right.
Not the Chizkiya Tana Palik. And the Chizkiya Tana Hu, he is a Tana himself, Upalik Abraita Dilael. But why does he say Chinam? I don't understand. Yeah, I actually meant to ask about Chalam, I forgot to ask you. Okay, let's carry on. So I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shaalti at Rabban Gamliel. Look at this. Rabbi Yochanan says, I asked Rabban Gamliel. Which Rabban Gamliel? Beno shel Rebbe, Rebbe's son. Vochel taharot. Instead of giving him an approbation, right? He says, and he's a serious guy. This he's ochel taharot. Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, he wouldn't lie. I think that's what he's saying over here. Right? Because there's no relevance to the ochel taharot to if he vas does the vas. Ah, anes ochel taharot. So therefore, he wasn't a Kohen. They weren't Kohanim, Rebbe. They weren't Kohanim. So they couldn't eat Truma. So what's the name of the Ochel Taharot or not? Anyhow, doesn't matter. I don't know. Maybe he used to dip in the Vas before ate anything. Maybe that's why. He was an expert on Vassing and Toivling, etc. Va'amarli. And he said to me, Kol Gedulei Galil. All the great guys in the Galil, that's where they lived, or Sin Cain. Okay, they do Vas with Baim Chamin, like Rabbi Yochanan. Chame Teveria. Now there's a new question over here. Chame Teveria. You know what Chame Teveria is, right? Chame Teveria are those hot springs. There's a difference between water that's boiled and water from a hot spring. Right? What's the difference?
Taste.
Okay, we'll be sad for vasing purposes.
Naturally heated.
Hey?
And naturally
heated. But I think we'll see. I think Rashi says it over here. We'll see it just now in a second. It's quite a chidush for me. The difference between mine that's boiled and water from Chame Teveria is that water that was boiled at least had a time when it wasn't hot. Chame Teveria, from the very, yetzira of the water, was always hot. So it's called like a shat kosher. Now, my chamim that you boiled at least had a time in its life when it wasn't hot water. Chame Teveria was never not hot water. I think Rashi says that. I can't see it now, but maybe we'll come across it just now. I don't know where I saw that, but I'm not making it up. Look at the Rashi here. Just quickly look down the Rashi there, down the side there. The Kula Alma Asur. We'll get to this now, but look down the Rashi there. The Kula Alma Asur. The Chi Takun Ratikun Rabana Natila. When they made a Takana Ratina, Lav Bechamin Tikun. They said, not with hot water. Vahani Geriye Michame Ha'ur. And this mime, Chame Teveri, is worse than boiled water. Shelo Hayata Lahen Sha'ata Koshe. It never had a time when you could use it. Even according to that, you can't use it, at least when it wasn't boiled, you could have used it. Chame Teveria was never water, but you could have used. Maybe Chame Teveria, you could cool it down and then use it. So we would have a shot kosher. I don't know. Okay, let's go. So now, Chame Teveria, Chizki Amar, Ein Notin Mem Liyadayin. Aval Matbinin Mem Liyadayin. You can't use it for Tvila, for the Tila, sorry, but you can toivel your hands in it. Look at Rashi over here. Chame Teveria. If it's got a mikveh size, if it's 40, you can toivel. So that's also, you can, if you want to eat bread, you can toivel your hands in the mikveh. You don't have to do natila. You can toivel your hands in the mikveh or do natila.
Not if people have been in the mikveh.
Of course. What are you talking about? Are you going to mikveh? People have been in the mikveh?
Yeah, but I'm talking about from the tefillah time.
What's the difference? Why can you toivel your whole body as a nida and be muteret to your husband after some of the, but you can't eat bread?
You can't do Netilah Shadayim from a bottle of water that you've drunk from.
We're not talking about Netilah, we're talking about Tvila. That's the difference. When it's a mikvah, you can toivel your hands. You don't take the water out and use it for Netilah. You put your hands in. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You can't do
Netilah
Shadayim from a bottle of water that you've drunk from.
There's a difference, a story altogether. One second. Netilah Shadayim, we'll see in a second, is when you take the water in a cup and you pour it over your hands.
That's right.
Tvila is when you dunk your hands into the mikveh. Now, a mikveh is a mikveh is a mikveh. I'm saying if your wife is muteret to you after going into a mikveh that 10 seconds ago another 50 women went into, then you think you can't eat bread with your hands when you dunk them in a mikveh. Of course you can. Okay, let's go on. My mum should add, like, let's stay focused. Okay, right. So he says like this. Rabbi Yochanan Meir Kol Gufot. So he says like this. So Chizkiya says, El Rimeim LeYadayim, Aval Matbirin Behen HaYadayim. Look at Rashi. If it's what he's saying, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Gufot Tovel Behen. Rabbi Yochanan says, only your body. If you want to do mikvah, yeah, David, this might be like some, maybe your side of the machloket. If you want to tovel your whole body, that's all very good and nice. Avalo panav yadav ragla. But you can't just do parts of your body in a mikvah. Okay, now Rashi says over here, kol gufo tovel bahen, im nitmaru yote netvila kol gufo, that you can use if you tamay. Avalo panav yadav ragla, im taval ben panav yadav ragla, ein tvila ola liyadayim v'achila. Doesn't work. Tvila in a mikvah of just your hands, because your biochlan doesn't work. Right? Now, obviously, the reason he brought you panav yadav raglav is just to tell us yadav. We aren't really interested now in panav and raglav, right? The reason it just brought them all together, but really the halacha we're interested in is yadav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't toivel your hands in a mikvah, just your hands. A mikvah is only good if you're doing your whole body.
Does he say it works in the sea?
We see we haven't got yet, but a sea is like a mikvah as well, so we'll say the same thing out of Prah. Because a sea is, a mikvah is a mikvah. It's either 40 sayah of seawater or rainwater, any water, not shove. So he would say any mikvah, which is made of any water, and the sea is a mikvah, you can only toivel. But even if it's a cold, no, we're no longer talking about hot water. Oh, you're right. Sorry, we're talking about hot water. Irish rap, hot water. So now, the Gemara says, like this. He has a kashya, he has my kashya to you, is the Gemara's kashya to Rabbi Yochanan. Hashta, kol gufo tovel bahem, panav yadav raglav lo kol shekain. Exactly what I said to David, right? What is that? You can tovel your whole body in it, but you can't do what your hands and your legs. Look at Rashi Hashta. Hashta called Gufo. Hello, af tefila ola li yadayim. You're terming out tefila kedamina bechagiga. Not in the yadayim, nochulin lemase. Ule koresh ben matbilin. He says it's even more so because for your hands you do tefila, netila, but for koresh, you do tefila. Therefore, it seems like tvila in the mikveh, dunking your hands, is even better. Right? That's what he says. Amar Papa, bim koman. He says, you know what? Bim koman. He says, now, let's understand this machloket between Tanakama, between Rabbi Yochanan here and Chizkiya. It's not a straightforward machloket. Bim koman, when the water is there in its original place, b'chiburin Rashi in Balat Biloy Dabayin, if it's part of the mikvah and the water is connected to the mikvah, so then the kule alma lo pligi de shari. Everyone says that you can do it. Right? The Rashi says the shem tefila lehem kol ma'anot u mikvot. He said, David, all springs and mikvahs. In other words, he sees as well. Right? He got tefila. Now that's when it's in its place. Even Rabbi Yochanan would say yes. What is mishkal minayu b'mana? If you take it away in a kli, mana here meaning a kli, right? Tikkun mana, right? A kli. Within a vessel, mishkal mina, look at Rashi, l'shpoch al yadav kedina natila. If you take the water out of this mikvah, this hot mikvah, with a kli to do natila, de kula al melo pligi de asir. Everybody agrees that it's asur. Look at Rashi, de chitikun rabana natila, because when Chachami made the takana of natilat yadayim, lav bechamin takun, they didn't make it with hot water. And this water is worse than the boiled water. Now comes the Rashi we saw earlier on. Shelo hayata lehen shat kosher. Because it never even had a shat kosher. So even if it cooled down, it doesn't matter, it doesn't help me. Keep pligi. What's this machloka between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? The paskinu bebat birta. When it was set aside in a bat birta. What does it mean, bat birta? Look at Rashi. The afsakinu bebat birta. Charitz katzar, like a small, like a furrow. Vahamayim ponim sham. Basically, you redirected the water from this mikvah, from this collection as well, right? Va'ein sham shir mikvah, and it hasn't itself. This furrow itself is not a size of a mikvah. Ava mechubarin the mikvah, but it is connected to the mikvah. Now, for mikvahot, now if you want to do like toivel, like say machatin, you know that's a famous term we saw before. Remember, if you're like toivel machatin, then you can do like on the side of the mikvah if it's connected to the mikvah. He says, the gzeira ba'almahu atumana. Here Chachamim say, when it comes to Netilat Yadayim, you can't do it. Why? Because it's too similar to water taken in a kli. So for Netilat Yadayim, there was a gzeira. Now he has the machloket. right? Bar Savar Gazrinan, Chizkir says that, Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, says you can't do it. He says Gazrinan, but Birta Atumana. Bar Savar and Chizkir says you can do it. Los Gazrinan. And he's, you with me?
Yeah.
Right? And Chizkir's side is Los Gazrinan. He says, no problem. Ketnai, because Machlok Ketanai. What's the Machlok Ketanai? Remember we spoke yesterday and I said that I was straight, because I always heard that, I learned that Netzilat Yadayim has to be Mayim Ra'u Lachidat Kelev. Remember, it has to be fit for a dog. Here it comes. Ketnai, we've got this Machlok Ketanai over here. It's a Ketosfot in the Yadayim, right? Mayim Shenifslu Mishtiat Bahima. Because he says, not a dog, but he says a Bahima, an animal. Water which is pasul from a dog, which a dog, an animal won't drink. Right? Look at Rashi, a behemah, kagon siruchin or chamei teveria. Either foul water or chamei teveria.
So
seems that dogs don't drink this water. Maybe because Michael said the taste is different. Maybe dogs don't like this taste. Maybe it's like a bit of taste, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So he says, kitna lemachim tanai, maim shnifslu b'shtiat behemah, bekeilim psulim. Right? Bekarka kesherim. What's going on over here? Bekalim, to put them into a kli and do netilat yadayim, that is pasul, says the Tanakama. Bekarka kesherim. What's karka? Lahadbil yadav. If you dunk your hands into it while it's in the ground, that's okay, says Tanakama. Look at Rashi. Daha mikva ninu, because it's a mikva. Aval netile lo tiknu rabara ele beru'uyin neshtiak behema. I said, but when it comes to netila, part of the takana of Chachamim was that the water used for netila has to be ra'u l'achidat behema. Mikvah is different. Let's start a kama. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Af bekarka tovel ben kol gufo. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Even when it comes to a mikvah, you can only toivel your whole body. Aval lo pana ve'dav raglav. Can't do your hands or your feet, your things. Raglav. And I think Rashi says over here that this is for Yadai. We only want to look at Rashi here. Afilu derech tvida pana ve'raglav. You can't do it. And Rashi says, yeah, Mishum Yadav Nakat Lehu. It's only because of hands we're interested in. We're not interested in the feet and the head. Uva Urche Ba'alme Nakat. But the way we said, your hands, Panav Yadav Raglav, it's almost like an expression. Right? So now, and then the Gemara says, Hashta Kol Gufo Tovel Bahen. You tell me I can dunk my whole body, but Panav Yadav Raglav Lo Kol Shekai. The Gemara says, and love the Paskinu Bevat Birta. Uvahapligi. Now we're talking there about a Batbirta and the Marsava Gazrina Batbirta, Atumana, Umarsava Logazrina. The next time Machloket, there's Machlok Tanaim over there. We see, oh, we go there that it might be a Kli, you might take out of the mikveh if there's not enough water, etc. The same idea, so not so Pashut. That's Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's a mikveh, you can do it. If it's not a mikveh, you can't do it. And it's a Batbarta, we go there that it might be like a Kli, and it's only for Tefillah, not for the Tlat Yadayim. And bottom line is, we come back. I'm Rav Idi Bar Avi, yeah? That seems to be the halacha. You got a halacha there, anybody?
Yeah.
What's the halacha? Go for it, Michael, quickly. What's the halacha? We're running around right now.
What is too salty, foul, or bitter for a dog to drink is invalid washing. How is this fact that it is fit for use in a ritual bath in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon by Lazar?
Okay. That's halacha. So, netilat yadayim, you can toivel your hands in the mikvah. Our discussion here with Rabbi Yochanan, you can't toivel, was in a barbarta, right? But it was on the side. But if it's a proper mikveh, or the sea, or a lake, or a river, you can go dunk your hands
the
in.
The sea's not very
Doesn't matter. Achilat kelev only applies to netilat yadayim, as we just learned now. In the mikveh itself, it doesn't have to be achilat kelev. When it's outside the mikveh, it has to be achilat kelev. So you can dunk your hands. You can't take sea water and vas. That you can't do. But you can dip your hands into the sea, and that's a good vasing. Right? Is a difference. Remember, that's important. You can go to the sea and stick your hands in, and that's a good and that's good for eating bread. Dunk it in. Yeah.
Three times.
Once, I think. Yeah, once enough. Tvila, you got to make it once. We all do 3, 4, 7, 10, 12. But that's Kabbalistic. I think it could be once, right? So you do it once. But for netilat yadayim, as soon as you put the water into a cup, now it has a whole new definition. It has to be ra'u l'achilat behema, and it has to can't be chamei teveria. Okay, that's it. All right. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ish Ashian, Netilat Yadayim Lechulin. Why do we do Netilat Yadayim Lechulin? Mipnei Srach Truma. Now please give me a translation. I know what it means. What's the translation of Srach Truma? What?
For truma.
What? What?
To establish a routine for Truma.
But where does the word Srach?
Considering.
Huh? Huh? Ancillary. Ah, like a, okay. It was not truma, but like truma. Okay, that make now understand. Ancillary. Okay, that's what I'm looking missing for. Okay. Shach truma. V'od mishum mitzvah. So there are two things over here. One because of shach truma, and one because of mitzvah. Rashi quickly. We're going to start moving here. And shach truma. Hutzricha. Vashayadayim shniot. Remember, we learned this before, right? Your hands have got a gezeira of Rabbanan. Your hands are shiny the tumah. Remember? And shiny the tumah will metame truma. Remember? At chulin, it won't be metame, but truma will be metame. Remember, we've said that it's inverse relation, right? The more kadosh the food, the lower level tumah goes to. Remember? Chulin is rishon. Truma will be shiny the tumah. We'll posit it at truma. About chulin, lo mahani behu shiny. You see that? Truma, shiny tumah has nothing to chulin. If your hands are shining the tumma and you touch chulin, chulin can't become a shlishi the tumma. So it makes that difference. Umibnei srach tumma, she yargilu ochle tumma litol yedehem hanoheget b'chul. Or hinagu, I think Rosh Hashanah changes that to hinagu. Where's the zayin there? Tzrich lomar hinigua, right? Hinigua b'chulin. So Chachamim introduced this in chulin, so that people who eat truma will be used to washing their hands, because they're always washing for chulin, so they're going to come to wash for truma as well. Okay? So that's what it is for shrach truma. And the Gemara adds an extra thing here. He says over here, Rab Idi bar Avin Amrab Yitzchak bar Ashian, for two reasons. He says, v'od mishum mitzvah. So Gemara says, my mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? So Amrabaya, mitzvah dishmoa divrei chachamim. That's the mitzvah. Listen to Chachamim. Look at Rashi over, yeah? Mitzvah lishmoa divrei Chachamim. Shetiknua. Chachamim ketakana. It's a mitzvah to listen to them. Rava Amar, mitzvah lishmoa divrei Abelazar ben Arach. He says it's not divrei Chachamim. It's something else altogether. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rava Amar deoraitehi. Rava is saying something else. Is this the Tilat Yadayim? He's not a Chachamim. It's a deoraita. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is a doraita to listen to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and he's the one that taught us the makor that is doraita. Look at this. Dichtiv v'chol asher yigabo hazav. Look at the pasuk. Interesting. Pasuk speaking vayikra about a zav and doing tefillah for a zav. V'chol asher yigabo hazav v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, and he hasn't yet toiveled in a mikveh. That's the pshat in the pasuk, right? V'chibes begadav, or washed his clothes in the mikveh. V'rachatz b'mayim. He has to go and do mikveh, and then he's tamei ha'ariv, right? That's a kumina halacha. The zav goes to the mikveh, and he waits for ha'ariv shimshor, and then he is over. Okay, offerings his korban, and etc. etc. But look how Rabbi Elazar ben Arach learns this pasuk. He says no. He says actually a remes here in the pasuk to two things. Look at the pasuk. The chol asher yigar bo hazav is one thing, and then another person that the Torah is talking about. V'yadav lo shataf b'mayim. That's somebody else. Guy hasn't washed his hands with water. That's not the zav. That's somebody else. Look at the Gemara. V'chol shigabu hazav v'yadav shataf. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Mikan samchu chachamim l'netilat yadayim min haTorah. He said it's a smicha. Okay, so not really a mitzvah doraita, but chachamim. But otherwise, there's an asmachta. Look at Rashi. Rashi says aviyah mikan. Mikan kedem afresh v'azir. Right. Amar le Rav and Rav Nachman, my mashma dichtiv v'adav lo shataf b'hem. What does it mean? Torah says v'adav lo shataf b'hem. Ha shataf tahor. What if he did wash his hands? So he's a tahor. Look at Rashi. Ha shataf b'mayim et yadav tahor min negiato b'zav bitmiya. What a guy just does, washes his hands, it's good enough to become a tahora from being a zav. Ha mitvila b'ayi needs mikvah. So how can washing hands help? Ela hachikam. He says therefore read the pasuk differently. The acher, this is another person, not the person who was a zav, somebody else. Shelo shataf tamei. What's he tamei from? Tamei from eating bread. You got it? That's how he learns it. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Oshia. Lo amrit lachadayim like peirot. Now we got a new. Now this is interesting. Halacha this because a while ago, am I going to see what the halacha is here? We normally the halachas from that sefer that I'm not getting excited about, right? He spoke there about vassing for fruit. And I said, we don't vass for fruit. The Gemara says it's gaser ruach. And I've got to check. I'm almost sure. But Rav Melamed in Pinachas says you've got to vass for fruit if it's wet.
If it's wet.
Now here comes our Gemara. I said, our Gemara over here. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oishia. Lo amru netlacha down a pirot. Elim yishub nekiut. Why do you ask for fruit? Because of nekiut. Right? The Gemara says, Saver mina chovahu deleika ha mitzvah ika. It appears that there's no chova, but it's a mitzvah. V'amalei Rava, but Rava said to them, lo chova velo mitzvah ele reshut. There's no chova, not even a mitzvah. Right? Only reshut upliga de Rav Nachman. And they're cholek on Rav Nachman. Why? Because Rav Nachman says, right, and this is a good morning chagiga, Hanotel yadav lepeirot eino ele migasei haruach. If you've asked for fruit, you're a haughty guy. Take yourself too seriously. Look at Rashi, yeah? Huh? I think it's a look. Upligi Rav Nachman amar gasu tu v'asur li nehog atzmo migasei haruach, says Rashi. And you can't behave, ask you to behave like that. V'lav reshuti, and there's no reshut. Can't do it. Now, just let's finish the Gemara. Show what the halach is there, please. Before we get to Amar Rabbi Barachar, Ahava Ka'amina Kamed Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. I was sitting at Rabbi Ami's house with Rabbi Asi. I too lekamayu kalkla depri. They bought a big basket of fruits. Va'achlu velo mashu yadayu. And they ate, they never washed their hands. Velo yahavu li midi. They didn't even gave me any. This is for a different reason. We start checking for a second. Look at Rashi. Velo yahavu li midi. Shelo chashu letzarfeni mahem de zimun. They didn't want to have a chashash that maybe I should join them for Zimun, because they were obviously eating bread at Devas. They had a bench. I just arrived, walked into the end of the meal. They were going to eat fruit. They didn't want to give me fruit in case there'd be a chashash here, whether I should bench with them. The ksavre, because they held. Ein mezamnin ala peirot lomar nivrach, or nevarech. They said that your own fruit aren't good enough to join into a Zimun. Now, before we learn that, what's the halacha there of vasing for fruit, please?
One does not wash his hands either before or after eating non-sacred fruits. Whoever does wash his hands in this case is considered among the haughtiest spirit. This applies only if he washes his hands as an obligation. But if he washes his hands for the purpose of cleanliness, each of his hands were dirty, there's no problem with it.
So there's
okay. It's a halacha, you do not wash your hands for fruit la halacha. If your hands are dirty, your hands are dirty. Like you wash if you... You got to dry fruit. So that's what I always learned, that you got to, if which fruit's wet, you dry it. Why? Because if it's wet, so there's a chashash, you might have to wash it because you're not dying shneot tuma. So therefore, because you don't want to go wash your hands, therefore dry it. The question, what about like fruits like grapes, which are by nature wet, you can't dry them? So you eat them. You don't fast. I'm almost 100% certain, but I will check today, that Rav Melamed in Pliny Halacha says, if Paskin's Halacha, you've got to vast for fruit.
There's a note in 45.
What's the note? What is the note? Read us the
Rav
note, please.
Rav Melamed refers only to dry produce. However, eating produce dipped in liquid requires washing with the blessing, volunteers or dying, just as eating bread does.
And that's La Halacha?
No, it's just a note.
It says many Rishonim maintain.
Yeah, I mean, this Gemara is not the... end all of halacha.
No, but that's why I asked what the halacha was. I didn't, but it's pretty straightforward. Pretty
washing fruit is wet fruit. Washing for wet fruit is totally different. It talks about haughty only on dry fruit.
I think so.
Tosfot.
Listen to this. Have eaten produce dipped in yellow. Many Rishonim, Rashi started by Tosfot, Psachim, Rif, Brachos, Rashba, Ritva, and Rosh. Maintain that Rav Nachman refers only to dry produce. Ever eating produce dipped in liquid requires washing with the blessing of all that you're dying, just as eating bread does. Tosfot to Psachim, however, maintain that there is no requirement now to wash your produce dipped in liquid, and thus washing all that you're dying, blessing constitutes a bracha levatala, a blessing recited in vain. Okay, now he's going to bring a compromise here. In light of this dispute, Shulchan Aruch Chaim rules that one should wash his hands before eating produce dipped in liquid, without reciting the brocha. Wallah.
Okay.
Therefore, wow. Okay, I'm happy. I'm not exaggerating. I was so troubled by that. Okay, very good. Okay. So now, he says like this. Right, so now, this was Rabbi Lazar Amar Oishi. He says, Ushma mina klak. From this behavior here, of not giving me fruit to eat, we learn three things. Shma mina ein etlachadayim beperot. First, we learn there's no brocha on etlachadayim for perot. Ushma mina ein mezamin laperot. We see also that you can't make a person join into zimun on perot. Although I think, by the way, aloha is not like it as well either, because if the gemara brachas, even if you give a guy a glass of water, he can join zimun. Is it just quickly, what does it say there? I'm sorry, I'm delaying everybody here today, but it's the rich stuff. It says, Shma mina ein mezamin laperot. You don't make a zimun on a perot. Right? What's that locha there? Quickly, Michael must be sorry. Then you, what's that locha? Anybody?
After eating fruit should be recited for each individual separately, as there is no zimun on fruit.
Individuals.
Now, well, that's zimun, but what if a guy, two people ate bread, and a third guy comes and joins him and eats fruit? That is the case here. And Rashi says here, "V'lo yavu li midi." Why? Shelo chashu letzarfani imahen lezimun. Shelo chashu letzarfani imahen lezimun. The ksavri emezamin laperet lomar nevarich. They thought we never had to have a zimun because they were only eating fruit. I understood it differently. I got it. They were only eating fruit, and therefore they didn't make me eat fruit as well because they thought, we're going to need you for a zimun because there's no zimun of fruit. Okay, got it. And the third thing is shnayim she'achlu mitzvah lechalek. If two people eat together, and this is even bread, I think. If two people eat together, it's a mitzvah to bend each one of you make a bracha on your own. One shouldn't say the bracha achrona or the birkat hamazon for his friend. You should each one say it to yourself. Right? Tanya Namihachi, got another bright, it says shnayim she'achlu mitzvah lechalek, you should separate. But where is that mentioned? That's if they both know how to bench. One can, in the times of the Gemara, sofer basically means that you can read, right? Ve'chad bur, sofer mevarech u'bur yotze. And the ignorant guy, he would be yotze for him. Now we come to the Tzadah. Where do you vast for chulin? So ad ha'peirek. Now the Rashi is over the Amud. Right? Ad ha'peirek. And the truma, for truma, also ad ha'peirek. Okay, but Rashi says a different prakim. Look at Rashi on the over the Amud. Adapairek for chulin, it's adapairek hasheini. Be'emtze etzpaot, which is basically up to here. Perek, that's the perek rishon, perek sheini. Or even maybe here, up perek sheini. But there's a perek there. Sorry, perek, you're right. Perek, that's one, two, up to here. Basically up to your big knuckles, right in the middle of your hands. Why, says Rashi? This is just because basically of shrach truma. Just it's enough to do with what you're actually going to touch the food with. See, if you touch your, if you're a guy who likes to hold it in your whole palm of your hand, right, then you got to wash your palm hand, right? If you really like to get into the food, if you're just going to pick it up with your fingers, it's good enough. The hainu rashi etzpaot, Rashi, tips of your fingers. And with regard to truma ada perek, says Rashi, yeah, the truma ada perek perek hashlishi. So that's up to here, all right? Perek hashlishi, vehu begav hayad. On the back of your head. We're talking about basically over here, up to here. Right? We go there today, the takkad is you vas up to here.
But Yom Kippur.
And Yom Kippur, because you're there, well, you're saying thing, but you don't know, when you, in Yom Kippur, if you're vasing for chulin, you probably have to vas up to here as well. On Yom Kippur, you're talking about negel vasa. That's and go to the toilet, you vas up to here. I was saying, if you're going to eat on Yom Kippur.
Can't even wash to here.
I was saying, if you're going to eat on Yom Kippur, yes. Let's say you're allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, because there's a special benching, the harachaman for eating in Yom Kippur. And you're going to probably say, Yale v'yavo. Let's say you're allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, it's mutar for you to eat, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to eat. Where would you vas up to in Yom Kippur? Only up to here?
I think so.
Wow, that's interesting. You mean because, you say, we're not going to say, since it's mutar to eat, therefore everything applies. You're going to say it's only up to here. Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. Okay. And kohanim in Yom Kippur, where do you vas up to? Up to you, full vas.
Yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. So why is the kohanim different to eating? Because of shrach truma. You mean because it's a gzaira. Okay, interesting. Kiddush. Okay, so that is ala perek. B'chol davar shechotzeitz betfila beguf, chotzeitz betfila yadayim mechulin. Anything that would normally be a chatzitza, if you go into the mikvah, right, would also be a chatzitza ubekiddush yadayim v'raglayim v'migdash. So basically they're saying, regarding kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in a kior, if you were doing from the kior. So anything that would basically be a chatzitza for tevila or for kohanim on a kior would be chatzitza for the tetadai. The question is a ring. Is a ring a chatzitza? Now, I don't know, there's a machlok. Some women are told that if, then, no, because you vas up to here. Oh, you mean you only have to vas up to right. Here anyhow?
That's right.
That's kind of interesting. I never thought of that before. Some rabbis say that if you wear a ring all the time and you never take it off, so you only have to remove it when you vas. But what David's saying is, it's actually not even so relevant. Because if the dint vasing is only up to here, your ring invariably, although there's some woman, there's one woman in Ashul who wears a ring over here. But it's not normal, right? I mean, not normal, it's not common. Right? And so there the ring wouldn't apply. That's interesting. Okay.
The rule was only you had to wash the majority of your hands and you would have to hold it.
Why?
I don't know. I read that somewhere.
No, why? I don't know. Maybe. Amarav, this fish. Adkan the chulin. Adkan Amarav. Adkan the chulin. Adkan the trumuk rav. Rav says like this. Adkan the chulin. Mar e hayabi ador kamoshi rashi. So Rav would say adkan, right? Adkan, right? Up to here. He would point with his hand. And adkan the chulin. Rashi says basically like we just explained it. So that was Rav. Ushmuel Amar. Adkan bein the chulin bein the truma lechumra. See that? And Shmuel said, no, Shmuel was machmir, even up to here, chulin and truma the same, therefore the ring would become a problem, right? Shmuel amar perik ha-chulin va-truma shavin, ulechumra v'perik ha-shlishi, v'hu shebegav hayat. Okay. V'Rav Sheshet amar, Rav Sheshet had a third opinion, ad kan bein chulin bein truma the kula. He said, no, chulin and truma the kula, only the second one, right? Amar right, and amar barhedya, have a kamina kamed Rabbi Ami, the father of Rabbi Ami, v'amar adkan bein chulin bein truma lechumrah. He said like Shmuel, v'lo taimer Rabbi Ami mishum de kohenu. And don't say that he was a because he was a kohen. You see, like Steve just told us now, the kohenim are machmir to vast their whole hands. So don't say that's why he was being machmir because he was a kohen. The high Rabbi Maisha bar bereid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi hu levaya. And he also said v'amar adkan bein chulin bein truma lechumrah. So he was a Levi. So he was because of the Chumrah was a Levi as well. Let's just quickly go over the page. Amar Rav. Notel Adam et Shtei Adav Shachrit. You know what? Let's finish over here. Okay, enough over here. Enough.